Page 196. The Christmas Truce of 1914.
It'll be over by Christmas, many of the troops assured themselves. But it wasn't. Instead, the British Expeditionary Force had been exposed to the full might of the German army and all the brutal apparatus of industrial war. 100,000 British soldiers had been killed or wounded. For many, Christmas Day was a day like any other. But some witnessed an event that stood out in the history of the war, and in the years since, has achieved a mythical status. At various points along the front line, a series of ceasefires spontaneously broke out. Historian Peter Hart carried out many of the interviews with veterans in the Imperial War Museum's collection.
When you listen to the interviews, there's a real sense of what is going on, what are they like? It was a chance to meet, to talk to the enemy. It's a very powerful motivation, curiosity. And this comes across all the time as you listen to their voices, the interest in what's going on the other side of the barbed wire.
On Christmas Day, Allied and German troops met in no man's land. German artillery officer Mr. Rickner described celebrating with French soldiers.
I remember very well Christmas. I remember the Christmas Day when the German and the French soldiers left their trenches, went to the barbed wire between them with champagne and cigarettes in their hands and had feelings of fraternization and shouted they wanted to finish the war.
Some of us went over at once and they came to this barbed wire fence between us, which was hung with empty bully beef tins. It would make a rattle if they came. And very soon we were exchanging gifts.
Copyright BBC Worldwide Limited, Imperial War Museum.